And Jim, there's a bit of confusion we need to clear up here. Of course, it's election time. There's a lot of elections going on. The big one is the federal election, where, of course, we're voting for who our next Prime Minister is going to be. But there are other elections going on, particularly in Tassie at the moment. So this is to help break down a little bit of confusion, because there's also the Legislative Council election. This is happening within Huon as well, if you are in the Huon Valley, Blackmans Bay, Huntingfield, Howden, Tinderbox, Margate, Kettering, Snug, Middleton, all those. Those kind of areas.
Woodbridge, Longley, Samphire and Bruny Island.
We didn't start the fire.
Doris Day.
Then you have to vote this weekend as well. Because there is another election happening. That is for the Legislative Council. That is the upper house within Tasmania. And one of the people who is running is a very impressive young man. Only 20 years old. Cannot believe this. Climate and community advocate. In 2021, he was the Tas Young Australian of the Year. In 2020, he was the Premier's Young Achiever of the Year. He is the current Labor candidate for the Huon, and if elected, he'll be one of the youngest MPs in Australia. Please welcome Toby Thorpe. Toby, welcome.
Good morning.
Toby, I just said a lot of words I don't really understand. There's a bit going on. So, of course, we have the federal election at the moment, but you are not running for that. You're running for the Legislative Council election, correct?
That is correct. And so essentially the federal election is on the 21st of May, but Legislative Council elections, not just in Huon, but also Elwick and McIntyre, is this Saturday, the 7th of May. So it is required to vote for the Tasmanian Legislative Council, which is the upper house of the Tasmanian Parliament. So we have two levels of Parliament in Tassie, the lower house and the upper house. So we have an election for the upper house this Saturday.
Wow. You remember you did Parliament in year six?
Yeah.
And then I don't think I ever touched it again.
No, you go to Questacon in Canberra and then that's it.
Yeah. So maybe let's do that a little bit older. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because closer to voting age, because I'm not voting at 11.
I still feel like they do that in year six. I'm 33. Not much has changed.
Toby, you're only 20 years old, mate. This is huge. Congratulations. What an awesome
thing. All the awards.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're very impressive. Can I ask, what got you into politics at such a young age?
I actually have no idea. It was never in my plan. It just happened.
Right. Well, people said you should run, or people started putting up pictures of your face, or...
Yeah, I've lived a life of when opportunity comes, you grab onto it and you hold onto it as tight as you can. And when it come, I actually ran for Franklin, the state election last year with the Labor Party as well. And when that opportunity come along, I've been a really strong advocate for young people, especially in regional rural Tasmania, in trying to make a statement that no matter what your age is, it doesn't define what you can and can't achieve. And I really wanted to make that statement. And had a huge amount of support last year at the state election that I actually did not expect, and did create that little bit of a shift. And when the opportunity came up again to run for Legislative Council seat of Huon, I ummed and ahed on it, but my dad convinced me to do it, even though he really does not like politics and doesn't understand absolutely anything. He said you should do it as long as I don't have to put your election signs up again.
Well, speaking of your signs, I saw a photo on Facebook. I think Rebecca White might have shared it, and it was it's a beautiful photo of you, and I think, was it your grandma, and you were going door knocking?
Yes. Yesterday it was out door knocking, and Nan decided to come along, which was
Yeah. I love that.
So you were like, come on, Nan, I need your help, or did she just volunteer?
She just volunteered. Like, she's always been out letterboxing. We've had so much mail going out, as people would know. Sorry, I've actually clogged your mailbox, probably. But, you know, I think there's no use going into politics unless you can front up to people. So I've been out door knocking every day for almost 8 weeks.
And, wow.
It's always a little bit more fun when you have someone to come along with you. And Nan decided to come with me yesterday.
Smart, Toby, because, you know, like, if you're door knocking, no one can say no to a sweet old lady.
100%. And then you just pop out from behind and go, ha-ha, vote for me.
It's also really interesting when people, you know, it's not... When you go door knocking, it's... A lot of people have made me very aware that it's not often that a candidate or an elected member turns up on the door and actually just wants to hear what the views are. And the issues that matter to them. And when I have, like yesterday, I found when Nan was with me, it just put in perspective that I'm actually just an average person. I'm not, you know, my family, I've never been politicians. We've been farmers in the Huon, and, you know, Dad works in the salmon industry. And it just puts that person back into me, because I think sometimes we can, as politicians, right so, where we're sort of characterised as that type of person. So it was a really interesting experience yesterday having Nan around. She was very nervous, but she got there in the end.
Absolutely. Well, Toby, big round of applause, mate. Good on you. And guys, if you're in, I'm not going to read out all those suburbs again, but if you're in that area, make sure you go and vote. There is another election on, and of course it is for the Legislative Council, the upper house in Tassie. Toby, good on you, buddy. Say hello to Nan for us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.